Hi, my name is Jordan Molnar, Greenville, New York. Listening to your radio program for the first time, and you guys are honestly disgusting. The reason that 70 million people voted for Donald Trump was because we believe in the policies. We believe that he's the right direction for the country, not Joe Biden. And the fact that you guys are comparing 70 million people to the good Nazis that just salute Hitler, you guys are disgusting. You're the reason that we voted for Donald Trump is because you guys do nothing but put us down.
I'm Emma Stamis, and I'm from Coleraine, Massachusetts. And I'm here to say that as a 70-year-old person, I think we're less divided now than ever before. The election was not as close as 4 years ago. Biden won the popular vote.
This is Mike Skelly from Salem, New York. I just finished listening to Michael Maripol's rant on why he thinks President Trump will not be reelected. It is shameful that WAMC would air such misguided and vitriolic hyperbole. Michael Maripol asserts that anyone who votes for Trump is a racist. That is simply not true, and WAMC should be ashamed for allowing that sort of rant on the air.
Hello, this is Tim Sergey calling from East Greenbush. I just wanted to say, go Lucas, go. This listening party is a brilliant, brilliant programming solution. It's exactly what we need. Thanks for Kate Bush. Thanks for Richard and Linda Thompson. Go. This is sounding great. Thank you very much for doing this.
My name is Marietta Rapetti Cause. I am a donor. I live in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. I woke up to this experimental music, and I find it horrendous.
Hi, my name is Patty from Saugerties, and I am agreeing with Alan. People were out in the streets, not because it was a nice day, although that was a bonus. We would have been out in the streets if it was minus 30. That's how overjoyed and relieved people were. And it was like the celebration that we got rid of a dictator.
Hi, my name is Nicholas Wilsey, and I am a resident of Mechanicville. I heard a comment played on the radio from a woman who said that Ray Graff failed to do right by the Vox Pop program because he takes too much time to ask questions himself and then cut people short who call in. And I just wanted to disagree with that comment to the extent that I think Ray Graff is conscious of how much time it is taking someone to pose their question when they call in. And when someone is dilly-dallying and obviously enjoying speaking on the radio more than looking for information, I see that he realizes this and wants to move on.